A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One who is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness he can attain the highest perfection. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. Om Gyanati Mananda Sivyanam Nasalakir Sakshuru Vivita Milata Svayashivare. So here is a reference that by the process of devotional service, and particularly by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that the heart is cleansed of all material dirt. So, what is this material dirt, really? We find it defined in six ways. Karma, krodha, lobha, mala, moha, and matsarya. It is said, lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy. And these are the six enemies of the mind. So as long as these six enemies are there in our consciousness, then one can speak of material dirt. Because then we are in an exploitive mentality. That is also Bhagavad Gita. Bhumira pohum nalo vayu kamana budei vacha ahankaram kiyame vina prakriti astada. There are eight separated energies of mind, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. In apareya mitastranyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dayate jagat. Then there is the superior energy, which is the living being. And the living being spends his time exploiting that other energy somehow or other, in different ways. So, indeed, that's what's going on. You can see a whole planet is being exploited somehow or other. We're playing with it in this way, that way. I saw a Greenpeace poster, and it showed planet Earth and a house on planet Earth, and it said home sweet home under it. But all that was left of Earth was just like a little point. The rest of the globe had fallen off. What to say? Exploitation. Exploitation is destructive. So indeed, an enlightened society is a society that is not based on exploitation, but based on service. A society where the well-being of others are placed before our own. That is a spirit of service. Servant is giving the comfort to others. Himself is sort of running around. He's not getting the best place for himself. That's not servant. So this mood of servitorship is actually the key. It is the key to the entire Bhagavad Gita. It is the key to all Vedic literature. It is actually the key to life, to be a servant. In all situations, it is there where real strength is found. A real leader is one who serves, one who is putting the welfare of others before his own. Such a leader is recognized as a great person. But as soon as a leader, sort of in the name of doing it for the people, is found stuffing his pockets, then everyone, you know, oh, get rid of this man, he's corrupt, you know, like, I mean, throw him out. So everyone is looking for that person who is ready to serve. And this is the enlightened path, which is explained in the Gita. And there are different levels of service, obviously. You can serve a very small group, you can serve humanity at large, you can and go further and further. And ultimately, when we come to Krishna, then we come to service of the one who is the well-wisher of all living beings. See, who can be the well-wisher of all living beings? It's very difficult. A well-wisher of, it's like when you're Indian, it's difficult to be a well-wisher of Pakistan. And when you're from Pakistan, it's difficult to be a well-wisher of, you know, these things are going on in the world. Yes? Dogs and cats, they have a fundamental problem, right, with one another. It's just like that. So, pasubuddhi, enmity, it is animalistic intelligence, where we are party spirit. My party, I'll serve my party. No party spirit, I'll serve all. But who truly can be on that platform? Who can trust? Who can trust outside of his own community? Who can trust? That's a very big step, to trust, just cross-culture trust. But Krishna's the well-wisher of all living beings, even of snakes. Even snakes are included in Krishna's plan. So we would say, yes, we are the well-wisher of all except the snakes and the scorpions and horrible spiders and all these other, creatures. Those, no. But no, Krishna is the well-wisher of all. So, this spirit of servitorship is found in Krishna. Krishna is serving every living being. Therefore, Krishna comes. When the living being comes into the material world, Krishna also comes. Krishna accompanies the living being. Dvasu Brahma Sayuja Sakaya. As two birds are seated within a tree, one bird is eating the fruits of the tree, the other bird is sitting in the tree watching and trying to communicate. What are you doing? These fruits are no good. No, they're tasty. No, they're dry. There is no taste in them. No, but there might be a good one. You never know. There are many, and possibly one is good. So I should try them and see if there is a good one after all. How will I know when I've never tried? But you've tried for so many lives. I don't remember that. For me, everything is new, and there are so many things I have never done, never. Oh, I have to do them. Oh, yes. And this way, the bird is very busy trying to taste the fruits. The other bird is trying to communicate. That other bird is Paramatma. The role of Paramatma is described. Paramatma is Anumanta and Upadrasta. Anumanta means the one who gives anumiti, the one who gives permission, and who sanctions. All right, I allow you this. All right, I will not allow you that. And then success or failure. Then it works or it doesn't work. and try so hard and it just doesn't work. You didn't get the sanction. Just really wanted it and it just wouldn't work. Yes, Anamiti was not given. Because ultimately, Maya Jakshena Prakriti Suyati Sachara Charam Hetu Nalina Kuntaya Jagat Vivali Vatate. It is Krishna who's in control. We are not in control. It is Krishna who controls every event, everything that happens, success and failure, depends on Krishna. For every act, there are different factors, and the ultimate factor is the spiritual factor. Yes, our labor also counts. Oh, yes. Our intelligence also is a factor. Our senses, oh, yes, we need to use them. But at the end of the day, the ultimate factor is Krishna, the spiritual factor. Without that factor, nothing can be done. Nothing. Nothing can be achieved. The servant can see like this, can see this dependence. The servant can see, I am in this world, I took birth in a world that existed before I came into being. I'm living in this world, and there are many forces here that I cannot control. But somehow or other, some things I can control. Some things. Yes. Every living being has some power to control. Dogs can run faster than human beings, and they enjoy it. They enjoy it a lot. It's power. They like to compete with cars, right? And always lose. This is a big frustration. So every living being, lock the door. Why? That's good. Oh, at least they hear something while they're coming in for a few seconds. Or they're purified by the door. Come home so far on Sunday. Oh, let everyone hear. It's all right. Because we are servants. We are trying to. We're not sitting here for our own comfort. We're not sitting here for our own spiritual nourishment. We are servants. Our spiritual nourishment comes from that. That's the real service. To just say, yes, let everyone get the benefit of transcendental knowledge, because it is so potent, so powerful, that even one moment can make the change. One word of the Gita can penetrate and bring us to the point where we say, yes, yes, this is the truth, actually. I never realized it. It is amazing, because we may hear this message many times. We may read it many times, and each time, yes, we may think, yes, yes, this is nice. And then one day, suddenly, it hits us. It hits us. Something we read, it really hits us, and we really feel like this is the truth. And it touches us deeply. And never before did it touch us like that. It touches us deeply, and suddenly, it changes our life, and we actually say, yes, I'm going to make a change. It comes to the point of commitment, you see. That's the point. We hear many times, we get purified, the sound enters, but we don't make commitment. Yes, this is nice, the Gita. Yes, yes, Gita is very elevated book. Yes, Gita is very good. Oh, yes, Gita. But then suddenly, it comes to the point where we say, yes, I'm going to live by it. It's going to... That's what the Gita is meant for. And that is what Krishna is waiting for. Tesam devanukam paritam aham ajnana jantamaha nasiyani advabhavastu jnana vipena vasvata. With the torchlight of knowledge, That's the Bhagavad Gita, the total side of knowledge. I am disseminating transcendental knowledge. Now, all along, Nasiyami Atma Bhavastu, all along, I'm waiting inside your consciousness, Krishna says. I'm waiting. Waiting. When will you make the change? So spiritual life is about commitment, a voluntary commitment. It cannot be forced. It is about us making that change, us saying, yes, I have understood that there are three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. I have understood that ignorance is destructive, that ignorance causes suffering to others and to ourselves. That ignorance therefore is foolishness. I've understood there is food in ignorance. I've understood there are places in ignorance. I've understood that there is intoxication and all these things, that they are in ignorance. From this day on, I will abandon them because I've understood. I've thoroughly understood that this is foolishness. Just as I will not take a knife and start cutting myself because it hurts, right? That would be foolishness. I mean, who would do such a thing? Someone crazy. But, you know, when I use a knife, I'm careful. And I've learned when you cut vegetables, don't keep your fingers stretched, bend them. Right? Keep the fingers bent. I've learned in the kitchen in Hare Krishna temple. I've learned to keep my fingers bent when I'm cutting vegetables. I know now. Because it hurts. So why would we engage in activities of the mode of ignorance that cause us suffering? Why? Why would we do? At one point, therefore, we say no. Due to deep understanding, we will stop. So that's commitment. That's commitment out of knowledge. So commitment out of knowledge is a level of commitment. But it is said, Balavan indriyan gramo vidvamsamapikarsati. The senses are so strong that even a man of knowledge is struggling. You may know, but then the senses are pushing, and they're pushing so hard. They want something, the senses. Kamadigam kutita purita duri desas tesam jati panina karuna natapatraya. These senses are merciless. Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining. The senses, they are pushing. Something like a desk with a whole battery of phones on them. And they're ringing. They ring, yeah. Hello? Yes. This is your tongue speaking. Are we going to taste something? Or how long does it take? The door is still open. Maybe we should go out to the restaurant and have a snack. Yes. Yes, but they're serving the feast soon. Okay. No, you have to wait. Ring. All the senses are pushing. The ears. Is this all we're going to hear? Is man talking? Going on and on and on and on. Can we change the channel? Can we change to another channel, please? Yeah. Click. Someone else sitting here. Yes, but still not satisfying. So the senses are pushing. They're all pushing for sending messages to our consciousness. But Rupa Goswami says, and you bring them faithfully whatever they want. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, 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 whatever you say, yes, soon we'll eat, I'll bring something, I'll see what I can do. Yes, 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 I'll bring whatever you like. Yes, I'm your faithful servant. My dear senses, oh yes, no, please, don't get angry, I will bring whatever you want. And then, you know, these senses, you bring them everything they want. And you know what you get for that? You get, is that all? Is that all you could bring? Huh? It is Rupa Goswami says, Nakarundana Tapadraya, they have no mercy. No mercy, he says. It's merciless.
Is that all? So much. Is that all you can bring? Bring more. More.
And the senses drive us mercilessly for more. This is the verse of Rupa Goswami. So look at that situation. Imagine you'd have a job like that. A boss. Yesterday we were speaking about a boss like that with a shield on his door, Ravana, and such a boss who drives you and pushes you. What would you tell him? Would you just swallow everything, or would you one day just tell him, boss, I have to tell you something. Of course, I'm not quite sure how to use the right words, but definitely it would come to a limit. It would come to a limit. And you say, now it's enough, I'm changing job. I'm not going to tolerate this any longer. This is too much. Too much. So, the Bhagavad Gita makes us aware that of the senses, we have swallowed everything up to this point. Everything they wanted. And now, Bhagavad Gita points out, it must come to the point where you tell them, my dear senses, sorry, the game is over. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell them, but I'm afraid. My dear senses,
yes.
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
You know, from today on,
what?
From today on, we're no longer going to supply everything you want.
We are afraid. What will the senses do to us when we say no? And in this way, for a whole life, better I keep on serving them, because they'll get very angry. Very angry. And like this, we remain entrapped by your senses. So where do we get the strength? The strength to say no. No to the senses. It comes from service. From serving Krishna. Just from devotional service. That strength comes. It is a fact that this movement begins with service. It's not that first... This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not the International Society for Rules and Regulations. It begins with Krishna. It begins with service to Krishna, and that is followed by rules and regulations. You cannot immediately follow everything. That's all right. But start doing service. Do service. And when you do service, then after some time, everything becomes possible. Then it becomes possible to control the senses, to say no, and to leave all these foolish things. The activities of ignorance and the activities of passion. Passion is a very calculative state. It is a state where we are always looking at what do I get out of any situation? What's in it for me? And we're always manipulating it. You know, try to look really good, but at the same time, getting our own gain. That's contradictory to service. So both ignorance and passion are contradictory to service. Because in ignorance, we do foolish things, intoxication, we eat horrible things. In passion, we exploit things for ourselves. So goodness is what is required to actually become a servant, to actually give for the welfare of others. And that's needed to become generous, you see. Passion means miser. Passion means it's mine. I'll give you a donation. Small. So it's all we can afford. Generosity. Generosity is required. A Vaishnava is very generous.
Pranirata Diyavacha, it is said. Swayamacharanam Sadhana. He gives his prana, his energy. He gives his wealth, artha. He gives his intelligence. And he gives his words as well. So, his energy. So, not just some wealth. Yes, I'll give you something. Okay, yes, I'll give you a donation. Now I've done my duty. Okay, now you can go. Yes, please. You can go now and leave me alone because I've given you a donation, so I've done my duty. I can now do what I want. No. We want your energy also. My energy? Yes. All of it. We want all the energy. We want all the wealth, actually. Not some of it. No. We want it all. We want all your energy, all your wealth, all your intelligence, all of it. Don't hold anything back. And also all your words. That's what we want. Pranirata Diyavacha. Yes. Nothing less. All of it. All right. It may take a little time, but that is actually what a Vaishnava is meant to be. Because a Vaishnava is meant, it is not about giving things. Vaishnava generosity means to give yourself. See? If I give myself to Krishna, then I've automatically given also all my wealth. Then I've given automatically all my energy, all my words, all my intelligence by giving myself. So Vaishnava generosity means by giving oneself. That's the commitment. It must be complete, not holding back. Whatever we hold back, that is what Krishna sees. Sometimes it is said that Krishna is not looking at what you gave. Krishna is looking at what you're holding back. Sometimes that is the state. Yasyaham manugrihami tattanam harije sanaye is the verse that supports that. Where it is said that sometimes when a devotee is doing so much service but he's still holding on to some material attachment, then Krishna takes it away. He destroys it. Yasyaham manugrihami. Because Krishna wants everything full. Full surrender. Sarva dharma. Sarva, the word sarva. Sarva dharma parichaya. Surrender everything. Sarva. Everything. Complete. So, 100%. That is truly spiritual life. That's why I like it. Because it's about no compromise. See? Compromise is wishy-washy. You buy something, you want some wool, real wool, and it's like 80% wool. I don't buy that, I want wool, right? I don't want 80% wool and 20% other rubbish. No, I want real wool, right? I pay the price and I want real wool. Yes, you see the point? If it's diluted, we don't like. There's water in the milk, right? Who wants water in the milk, right? We want milk. We don't want water in the milk, diluted. So when things get diluted, second best, compromise. So spiritual life is compromise. From a compromised position, we can enter, because we can enter from any position in life. We can be compromised with the mode of ignorance and have a bad habit of drinking the wrong things and trying to stop it, but it's not easy. Yes. All right, do service. So we may start from a compromised position, but do service. Because by that service, we become free from that compromise with the lower modes of nature that was compromised with unhappiness, compromised with foolish habits, compromised just because we've done it so long, so difficult to change now. Srila Prabhupada speaks about a bird that had been kept in a cage for a very long time. Then one day they took the cage, put it in the field, and opened the door. So the bird is looking, sitting all alone in the cage, and the door is open. And
And the bird was out, flying free in the sky. And then after about 10-15 minutes, it came back and went back into the cage on its own. Are we that bird? Are we going back in our cage just because we're so accustomed to it? Are we going back in a compromised state? Well, it's difficult to surrender, you know. It is very difficult. It's difficult to be a servant. Of course, I know I should be, but, and I know I should give up sense enjoyment, but it is so good. But these senses will drive you. These senses are not grateful. They will never be satisfied with whatever you bring. Therefore, why serve the senses? Serve Krishna. Krishna is the opposite. Krishna is very grateful for the smallest service rendered. Krishna is immensely grateful. And it says, Krishna will reward you very generously. Prabhupada used to say, my father said that Krishna has 10 arms. And he said, with his 10 arms, when he'll give to you, he'll give you so many things. How can you hold it with your 2 arms? Krishna is most generous. So, therefore, let us serve Krishna. The ultimate selflessness. And let us take that from the Bhagavad Gita, which is the actual secret of the Gita. Is about service. Manmana bhavat bhakto majaji mam namaskaru man eva jaisi satyante bhakti jana piyosi me. Just bow down to me and render service unto me. In this way, you will become very dear to me. See, Krishna is reciprocating. And one who is dear to Krishna, everything starts to work. Everything. Everything starts to work. So then there's no anxiety. Will it work? Will it not work? I mean, it's getting out of control. Ooh, I hope it's going to work. One who takes shelter of Krishna, it always works. So, therefore, that's the way. Now it's 7-7. It's a suspicious point. And the arati is approaching, and at 7-7, I'm turning it over to you for your responses, if you have any. I'm sort of slowly addressing this point, first saying 7-7 time for it, so that you have time to sort of start thinking about a question or a comment. I'll drink a little water to give you more thinking time. Any question?
My question is, when we hear a class like this, and we feel that we should really commit ourselves, but when we actually come to doing it, we find our resolution is weaker sometimes. Why does it fluctuate like that? And what can you make it strong?
The point is, when we hear a class like this, then we really feel like committing ourselves, but when it really boils down to putting it into action, we're hesitating and are not so certain anymore. So, what to do about this? The real answer is service, you see. My talk was not that we should immediately be 100% surrender to Krishna, although that is the goal, that is our aim. But I think I left some space for us being controlled still by the material energy, being conditioned. And from that platform of conditioning, serve Krishna. The essence is serve. Even if you cannot control the senses, even if you cannot follow all Prabhupada's standards, even if you cannot chant 16 rounds.
It doesn't matter.
That's all right. But just do service. Just come to the temple and say, can I do some service? And then do some service. Always look for service. And then when service matures, then service comes to a point where it becomes regular service and where we take responsibility for Krishna, for what is needed for Krishna. We take responsibility in that. See, there's incidental service or service, you just do it as you're asked.
Can you do this?
All right. Can you peel some potatoes? Yes, I can peel potatoes. Can you drive? Yes, I can drive. That's all incidental. But at one point, you just take responsibility for some service. That's a higher level. And then commitment comes in. And that commitment that you take in the service will carry you to making more and more commitment. Because each little bit of commitment you make leads to more commitment. Sometimes we think too much of what we cannot do. Like, you know, it looks... Then when we come to a point, there is Murphy's Law. It wasn't Murphy's Law, so it's another one. This is the Peter Principle. The Peter Principle is that you, at one point, you reach your point of incompetence or inability, yeah? Where it's beyond your capacity. Yeah? And you reach that point. Okay, so what if we reach that point where it's beyond our capacity? All right, stay there. You can't go beyond it. Yeah? Not now. Okay, then when you take it forward and you go as far as you go in surrendering to Krishna until you come to your point where you just can't do it anymore. All right, like a wall. Then you stop there and then you look back and think, but now let me concentrate on all the things that I can do. And let me do those. And even if they're small, but I do all the small things. Because at the end, all those small things that you do and that you engage to will give you the strength to take a big step forward. That's how it is. That's the dynamics. First you push forward, so try this, take on that, then you come really to your limits. I can't come further than this. Then turn back and take the small things that you can do. There's so many things we can do for Krishna. Say someone cannot come to the 16-round barrier. It's just too much. 16. Sweet 16. Can't get, you know. Forget, right? Then, all right, you know, do as many as you can, but do other things. Do other things, right? Then be Mr. Kitchen Cleaner or something, you know. Or the Saturday shopping run, or whatever you do, right? But take something and make a commitment there. And from that commitment, you know, you'll get it. You'll get suddenly one day, you'll be there. 16. Sweet 16. It will happen. So, that's the... So everyone can connect. No one is excluded. It's not that some people can do this, and others, they just have to go home. Sorry, Bhakti Yoga is not for you. Sorry, you know, you didn't make it. You're a loser. Sorry, no place for you. No, it's not like that. There's a place for everyone. Bhagavad Gita also, in the 12th chapter, gives a number of verses. It says if you cannot do this, then do that. Yeah? There's always an alternative. Always an alternative. Everyone can do service. That is the nice thing. Everyone. And you're not too old, nor too young. Yeah? There is some service for everyone. Yeah? Just ask, if you dare. Any other question? And if you don't dare, maybe we'll ask you. And when we do, then don't say no. Behind me.
There's a question from Mayapur TV.
Mayapur TV? Wow.
Worldwide, Maharaj. Shankar wants to ask that our mind is always tricky, that we always have to do the selfish service to Krishna. But mind is always tricky, that it actually looks for our selfish glorification. And that is very subtle. How do we tackle that that situation?
So you're serving Krishna officially. Signed the deal, right, with the temple. Yes, agreed. But actually, I'm doing it to show everyone how great I am. Just see. Ha-ha. Hidden motivation. Ah, what about that? Don't worry about it. It all comes out in the wash. Don't worry. Just go on with that service, right? It all comes out in the wash, you know, because sooner or later it gets real, you know, and it gets real. Service to Krishna is not so easy. It's not so easy. In the beginning, you may do it all for show, but after a while, it's actually hard work, and you'll have to really get into it. So all that false pride that is there in everyone will wear off, you know. It will wear off over time. So this problem that we bring some false ego into Krishna consciousness, that it's not like that it sometimes happens, it always happens. And everybody has it. And that's sometimes the most difficult part, when you see false ego in the devotees. And you say, oh, I'm so disappointed, you know. I thought they were pure, and now I see false ego in the Vaishnavas. No, that's okay. That's okay. It should be there. It's supposed to be there. It will get purified, but takes a little while. Just now coming. So do not find fault with that. It is said, when there's a piece of wood and it's in the fire, it's burning. You're not going to look at that wood and say, oh, look at that wood, it's full of cracks and full of holes. It's burning. It's going to be ashes in no time. Anyone who's doing devotional service may be full of cracks and full of holes. Doesn't matter. Burning in the fire of devotional service, it will all burn up. Do not worry, Mr. Mayapur TV. Seven o'clock has come. Our pujari is patiently waiting. I think we should blow the conch and let the aarti begin. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.